Hi, my name's Lauren. Today I'm going to be talking about lessons I've learned from my dog. My dog's name is Teddy. He's a Jack Russell, Chihuahua, Boston Terrier mix. He's 8 years old. I got him as a puppy from Park Vermilion, and he is very, very spoiled. When coming up with this sermon, I could relate a lot of things to Teddy, the good and the bad. So here are 10 lessons I've learned from my dog. Lesson 1, true identity in Jesus. Romans 8:16. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. 1 Peter 2:9-10. But you are not like that. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he has called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have God's mercy. Teddy's identity is in us. We gave him his name, Theodore Roosevelt McKenna, when we visited Washington, D.C. as a family a week before we got him. We went to Theodore Roosevelt Island, and that's where we came up with his name. We have to take care of Teddy, feed him, take him outside, and of course, love and spoil him. He has to fully rely on us for even the simplest tasks. We need to rely on God like Teddy relies on us. God is waiting on us to put our full trust in him. By putting your trust in him, you will discover your true identity in Jesus. This is such an important topic for young people today. My generation is constantly being bombarded by people and platforms trying to manipulate our identity. We feel pressure to be popular, well-liked. We feel pressure to be social media perfect. Society will try to tell us we're not good enough, not smart enough, not popular enough, maybe not even the right gender. God is the one who defines us. He created us, and he doesn't make mistakes. Ask God for help, for direction, and wisdom. He will reveal your true identity and calling, and this is how you'll find true fulfillment. Jesus has made a perfect plan for your life. All you need to do is put your trust in him and make him Lord of your life. Lesson 2 is called, Don't Take It Personally. 2 Corinthians 2:14-17, Passion Translation. God always makes his grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners of his endless triumph. Through our yielded lives, he created the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. We have become the unmistakable aroma of the victory of the Anointed One to God, a perfume of life to those who are being saved, and the odor of death to those who are perishing. The unbelievers smell a deadly stench that leads to death, but believers smell the life-giving aroma that leads to abundant life. And who of us can rise to this challenge? For unlike so many, we are not peddlers of God's word who water down the message. We are those sent from God with pure motives who speak in the sight of God from our union with Christ. At the end of this summer, Teddy had a really bad case of the fleas. We thought it was just skin allergies, and when we found out it was fleas, my mom decided to throw away his bed and buy him a new one. When she brought the new bed home, he did not like it at all, and he would walk around crying for his old bed. So Zach had to go out to the trash can and get the old bed out so my mom could wash and dry it. We were super excited to give it to him, thinking that he'd be so excited to see it again, but he had the opposite reaction because it smelled clean to him. To us, the bed smelled and looked great, but to Teddy, it was ruined. This can happen with our Christian walk. We can be serving the Lord and doing everything right, and the world around us doesn't get it. People may reject, mock, or get upset with you. Don't get discouraged. We know that our actions are a sweet aroma to Christ, even though we may smell like death to the world around us. After about a month, Teddy did give his bed another try. You'll be happy to know he's back to thoroughly enjoying his bed every day. In a similar way, sometimes the people that badmouth Christianity the most are the same people who will seek us out to pray for them or give them advice during a crisis. I have worked with several people who've had a bad church experience and have a bad taste in their mouth about Christianity. Some are involved in alternative lifestyles. It is very important that I stand my ground and continue to be kind to them without compromising my standards. I know that many of you deal with much more than this in school each day. Remember how pleased God is when you honor him. He knows that you, and know that he gives you grace to endure stressful and hard situations. You never know the kind of impression you make on someone and how God will use those seeds you planted. And there's a picture of Teddy in his bed. Okay, point three is be quick to forgive. Colossians 3:13. Make allowance to each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And I have a little joke to go with this one. It goes like this. Who is truly man's best friend? His dog or his wife? The answer is this by a simple experiment. Lock your wife and your dog in the trunk of your car for an hour and see which one is still happy when you let them out. Teddy is a very forgiving dog. When we take him to the vet, it feels like we've completely betrayed him. He shakes, cries, and pants, and locks his feet in so he doesn't have to go in. But after, he forgets and forgives it all. He acts like nothing happened and goes back to his normal life. We can learn a lot from Teddy when it comes to forgiveness. Forgiving can be a very hard thing to do. As humans, we have to realize nobody is perfect and that everyone messes up sometimes. God has called us to forgive, even when someone hurts you really bad, and this action seems unforgivable. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean the person didn't do anything wrong. Some of us have experienced terrible things. Forgiving is letting go and putting it in God's hands. He knows everything that happened to you, and he is just. He will take care of you, and he doesn't want you to feel burdened carrying around unforgiveness. We've all heard of the saying, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get hurt. Carrying unforgiveness ultimately hurts us, and God has better for us. Sometimes we're called to forgive and forget like Teddy does, but sometimes we forgive and still maintain healthy boundaries. We never allow ourselves to be abused. God never wants that. We can't carry unforgiveness. It's hard, but again, God provides grace to do what feels impossible. This is one of those actions that becomes a sweet aroma to Christ. Think about Jesus on the cross. He was humiliated, mocked, and beaten. Yet he said, "Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do." Today, I'm wearing my freedom shirt in honor of Charlie Kirk and the example he provided for us young people. We all know the tragedy that took place a few months ago when Charlie was killed. At his funeral, his wife, Erica, openly forgave his killer. I'm sure she didn't feel like doing this. I'm sure she has hard days and times when she still feels very angry. But she forgave because that's what God asked her to do. Let's all learn from her example and forgive out the obedience of the one who forgave us for so much. Lesson 4 is called Sin Leaves Its Mark. James 4:8, Passion Translation. Move your heart closer and closer to God, and he will come even closer to you. But make sure you cleanse your life, you sinners, and keep your heart pure and stop doubting. Teddy likes to find very gross things in his yard and roll in them. It starts with a little sniff, then he puts a little bit of his body, and before you know it, he's completely rolled his body in it. And that means he has to do something he hates, a bath. When he takes a bath, he gets very, very depressed. But after, he gets very mad and very wild. Teddy's poor choices result in hard consequences. But after the bath, everyone finds him much more pleasant to be around. As Christians, we tend to act the same when it comes to sin. It starts with a little compromise, then we explore a little deeper, and before you know it, we've completely rolled in sin. Sin leads to consequences. We hurt others, say things we shouldn't, and might even suffer punishment, demotion, and loss of privileges. It's very important that we go right to the Lord and ask for forgiveness as soon as we realize we've sinned. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's tempting to want to remain distant from the Lord when we've sinned. We feel shame, but the Lord never puts shame on us. He desires for us to repent, turn from our sinful ways, and allow him to cleanse us and make us white as snow. After a spiritual bath, our relationship and connection with the Lord can be restored. When Teddy is stinky, he has no access to the couches or the blankets, and no one really wants to be around him. But after his bath, all access is restored, and we all enjoy being around him. God desires to spend time with us. He loves our connection and doesn't want anything to get in the way. If you find yourself in a sinful situation, as we all do from time to time, run to the Father and get cleaned up. As we grow spiritually, we'll be able to recognize temptations towards sin and stop ourselves from taking that first sniff. This leads to my next point. Guardrails and healthy boundaries. Ephesians 5:15, Passion Translation. So be very careful how you live. Do not be like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Proverbs 4:23, Passion Translation. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. Teddy loves to escape. When he sees an open door or gate, he runs like he's been abused for years. We have had to chase him in socks, pajamas, and one unfortunate case from my dad, his underwear. One time, Teddy got out without any of us realizing. A nice man stopped and called the number on Teddy's tag. He told my mom Teddy looked lost and confused. Teddy was only down the street. When we see an open door to sin, sometimes it's tempting to want to run through that door. But just like Teddy, once reality hits, we end up feeling a little lost and upset. It's important to set up guardrails and healthy boundaries in our life to keep us in the security of God's love and his plan for our lives. Maybe the guardrail says you should stop hanging out with that one friend who talks you into doing things you shouldn't. Maybe you need to put a limit on social media or delete the app altogether. Maybe you need to ask a trusted parent or youth leader to help you to uphold you accountable and pray with you. We've talked about how important obedience is. One way to remain obedient is to eliminate as many temptations as possible by guardrails and boundaries. It's not easy, but it beats having your mom come rescue you because a stranger down the street says you look lost and confused. Point six, God doesn't abandon us. Isaiah 41:10, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Teddy likes to wake my dad up in the early hours of the morning to go outside. One time, my dad heard some commotion coming from outside, so he went to check on Teddy. He saw Teddy mid-desk shaking a possum. My dad somehow got the possum away from Teddy, and it laid there for a while, but thankfully the next day, it was gone. After the next day, we noticed Teddy wasn't able to jump on any furniture, go up the stairs, because he tweaked his back. So we had to lift him upstairs and put him on furniture. Teddy got himself into the mess, but we helped him through it. God will never abandon us in our hard times, even when they're a result of our own actions. He's always there for us in any trial we face, sitting next to us, ready to comfort and protect us. He lifts us up when we feel weak and dries our tears when we feel sad. He is deeply personal and deeply connected to us. It's hard to realize this sometimes since we can't see him with our physical eyes, but if we quiet ourselves down and ask him to reveal himself, he will. Psalm 91 talks about how the Lord keeps us safe and covers and protects us. During COVID, we read this psalm as a family every night. My siblings and I all memorized it. My mom and dad made a point to shelter us from all the scary things happening during this time. But I learned later how much they depend on the Lord to fight fear and anxiety. My dad works at the hospital. He continued to work during COVID and actually intubated the first COVID patient in Terre Haute that required a ventilator. Many of you will remember the local firefighter who died from COVID. My mom said during this time, she became very scared for my dad's safety. She would lock herself in the bathroom multiple times a day and recite the prayer through Psalm 91. The Lord always showed up for her and lifted her up. My dad did get COVID, but it was a very mild case, and we all enjoyed having him home for 2 weeks at Christmas time. Point seven, feast on God's word. Jeremiah 15:60. When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's army. Teddy's favorite part of the day is dinner time. He used to eat at 5, but when the time changed, he decided he wanted to take no part in it, and he decided he wanted to eat at 4. He starts begging my mom for dinner at about 2. Teddy doesn't just get plain dog food. He gets either chicken or beef in his bowl with dog food. We should do the same thing with God's word. We should be excited to read our Bible and hear what God has to say for us. The Bible is so full of encouragement, promises, strength, and so much more. It's the book with all the answers. If you ever feel alone or unsure of what to do, that Bible will have the encouraging words to get you through every season of life. We should feast on God's word until it's so full that it spills out of us. My mom used to be a nurse. She talks about the crazy things people have said when they're coming out of surgery or on medication that makes them loopy. She had so many children would be mortified about the terrible things their parents would say that were completely out of character for them. One person, however, inspired her. It was a retired pastor who was confused. But instead of saying crazy things or cussing like many patients did, he was quoting scripture and preaching. My mom said he inspired her to try to get so full of God that the words spill out, even in hard times. And there's a picture of Teddy with his dinner bowl. Point 8, this is how we fight our battles. Psalm 8:2, Passion Translation. You have built a stronghold by the song of children. Strength rises up with the choirs of the infants. This kind of praise has the power to shut Satan's mouth. Childlike worship will silence the madness of those who oppose you. Teddy's a very bad boy at the vet. He tries to bite the vet, so he has to be muzzled. Or as the vet likes to call it, he has to wear the party hat. It's very embarrassing for him to wear. But once he has it on, he growls, but he's no threat. There's power in praising the Lord during times of trouble. It's important to praise God for everything he's given you, like your house, your car, your job, your family, and every little thing around you. The enemy can't stand to be in a room of people praising God. Our praises muzzle the enemy, just like Teddy. He may sound mean, but the Lord has already won the battle. He's all bark and no bite. This reminds me of the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. There were huge walls around Jericho, and God told Joshua how to knock them down. Each day for 6 days, they marched around the city walls. On the seventh, they marched 7 times, but on the last time, they blew their trumpets and shouted and praised the Lord. Their praises knocked the walls down. Point 9, our safety net. 1 Samuel 17:37. The Lord will rescue you from the claws of the lion and the bear, will rescue me from the Philistine. Saul finally considered, all right, go ahead, he said, and may the Lord be with you. Teddy likes to run his mouth to bigger dogs that walk by our house. He barks and growls, but if he ever gets close to a bigger dog, he gets very scared and runs back to us for safety. Teddy can take a firm stance against other dogs he views as enemies, because he has a safety net of a family who won't let anything happen to him. Don't let anything discourage you from using the authority Jesus has given you. You have someone bigger, stronger, and smarter to back you up, God himself. This reminds me of the story most of us know, David and Goliath. David was a shepherd boy with lots of older brothers. His dad sent him to check on his brothers and take them some food. When he arrived, he heard Goliath taunting the Israelites and insulting God. David was troubled and decided to take action. Even though Goliath was a giant, David knew that God would defend him. Sure enough, God came through. David defeated Goliath with God's help. The Israelites and the Philistines saw God's power on full display. Never be scared to do what God has called you to do. Lesson 10, obedience. John 3:16, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remain under God's angry judgment. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience with him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Romans 10:9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Teddy is very smart. He knows lots of tricks. He knows sit, stay, shake, high five, and his absolute favorite, stand. He does stand on command. We don't have to ask him. Teddy will only do tricks for a treat, though. If there's no treat, he ignores us and acts like he can't hear us. As a Christian, we are called to obey the Lord. We do enjoy rewards for our obedience, but unlike Teddy, we should be willingly We should willingly obey out of love for God and our desire to please him. Romans 10:9 says that belief in the gospel and allowing Jesus to be Lord of our lives results in salvation. What does it mean to make Jesus the Lord of your life? When Jesus is Lord of our life, he is the boss. He has the final say. If he says go right, we go right. If he says go left, we go left. We do this because we trust him and love him. We know that he loves us and that he knows us better than we know ourselves. His plan for us are always good. He never will cause harm or lead us in the wrong direction. This is why we can and should make him Lord. His plans are so much better than anything we can imagine. When we accept Jesus as Savior and make him Lord of our lives, we enjoy a close relationship with him. We also have the promise of eternity spent with him in heaven. If you haven't made the decision to follow Jesus, I urge you to do that before you leave today. If you need to recommit your life to him and make him the boss of your life, do it today. It's a decision you won't regret. It was an honor to be able to speak today. I want to thank Sean and Danielle for being my youth pastor and giving me this opportunity. I want to thank Becky Curtis for coming yesterday afternoon and allowing me to practice with my slides. I want to thank you, my grandparents and my siblings, for coming today and supporting me. I want to thank my dad for helping me set up my PowerPoint. I want to thank my mom for helping me organize my thoughts on paper. I want to thank my dog, Teddy, for being the cutest dog ever and for the inspiration for this message. Thank you, everyone here, for listening to me today. But last, but definitely not least, I want to thank my Creator and Savior, Jesus, for blessing me with this life and speaking through me today.